This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. If you're lucky enough to cross off some destinations from your travel bucket list, after this, you'll surely need to add a few more. And if you haven't started your list, fear not, we have 1,000 ideas for you.
Patricia Schultz is the author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, a traveler's life list. It's an international bestseller and Bible for the wanderlust stricken. Patricia joins us on the phone from New York City. Well, you are surely one well-traveled boomer babe. I am green with envy.
So much to see in so little time. So I created this book as a kind of roadmap.
How on earth could you possibly narrow down all the places in the world to just 1,000?
When you think about the possibilities that are truly countless or daunting, the real challenge was to hone it down to just 1,000. And when I did the revision 2 years ago, I reorganized the book and I made it much tighter so that by putting two or three of the original entries into one and to create more of an itinerary or a kind of mini itinerary or a trail, I would then open the book up to hundreds of new places. But, you know, even then, there are so many that didn't quite make the cut. You know, the possibilities, you could live to be 1,000 years old and just barely scratch the surface.
So, Patricia, have you actually visited all of your recommendations?
I would say about 80%.
Wow, you must have some golden miles on the
I just did the
airlines.
Math. That's 800 trips. Not bad.
Yeah, good math. The first book, I feel that by the time 10 years had passed, because it came out in 2003, I had pretty much seen almost all of them. And then when I did the revision a few years ago, I added so many places I had since heard about or stumbled upon or, you know, had heard about from friends who had just come back glowing, so that I now am kind of back to 80%. But I'm checking them off. I have my own wish list as well.
Well, Patricia, some of your choices aren't too surprising, like the Taj Mahal and Niagara Falls. Some not so obvious. So what was it about the pork pit in Montego Bay that just landed in on that list?
Well, some of these places are wonderful for what they are. And this is just a local institution where for generations, Jamaicans have been coming for some really, you know, roll up your sleeves and get messy kind of Jamaican jerk. It was the closest thing that I could hope a reader could find and walk away from it with a really authentic, quintessentially Jamaican experience where you sit down at a picnic table outdoors with a local family. You make a toast with your Red Stripe beer bottle, have some great food for $1.50, and, you know, walk away thinking, well, that's why people love Jamaica. Great music, great hospitality, and just really, you know, grandma's recipe kind of jerk that you don't find in a five-star restaurant in America. So there are millions of these pork pits in the world. I wanted to find the best in Jamaica or the best of something similar in the south of France or the best, you know, third-generation family-owned restaurant in Florence, that kind of thing.
Well, we babes think there's nothing quite like a wonderful, relaxing beach vacation. So which one is on the top of your list?
Oh, that's such a loaded question because there are beaches here in our backyard, you know, in the Mediterranean, in the Caribbean, because look how easy that is for the average American. Whether you live in Miami or you live in Detroit, you're always, you know, a direct flight away to any number. And some in the Caribbean, which have the most exquisite beaches, I always think of Anguilla. Kind of flat as a pancake, but beautiful hotels that are right on these really picture-perfect beaches. Bermuda with those legendary pink sand beaches. Is it, you know, is the sand really pink? Yeah, it is. That always amazed me. Something further afield, you know, for an occasion, or if you live on the West Coast in California, it's more, you know, manageable, or is French Polynesia, which is every bit as exotic and you know, exquisite as you see those Gauguin paintings to be, Bora Bora. James Michener said it was the most beautiful island in the world. So there's no shortage of islands in this book, that's for sure.
Can you tell us about a train trip that made your list?
When people say, what is your favorite trip, I commonly say, because it's so true, is the one I just came back from. And in fact, that unpacked suitcase that's in my living room is from a trip I just made to southern Spain, to Andalusia, on a beautiful vintage train. It's 100 years old, and it was built for the British royal family, who used it. They would cross the English Channel, then get on this train in the north of France and train on down to Provence in the French Riviera. So it was just neglected and abandoned, and the Spanish government purchased it, rehabbed it, refurbished it, and it is beautiful. And for 1 week it leaves from Seville, and it does this loop around Andalusia. So it does all of those great cities like Cordoba and Granada, and you see the dancing Andalusian horses. It really was a magical week, and the train is called Al Andalus. And then there's, of course, the mother of them all is the Orient Express from London to Venice, and then once a year it continues on to Istanbul. And there's, the Rocky Mountaineer in Western Canada. Have you heard of that one? It goes through the beautiful Canadian Rocky Mountains into some of their most beautiful parks.
Oh, sounds gorgeous. Patricia Schultz, author of 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, A Traveler's Life List. We babes have a lot of trips to book. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.